Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, Sean Bandick here. And I want to tell you, look in the sky tonight. There's going to be two moons in the sky tonight because the Canadians have taken over here at Grow My Cleaning Company. I got my beautiful wife, Suzanne. Suzanne Bandick is with me. I'm Sean Bandick, and we're both Canadians. And for the moment, Canadians have staged a coup at Grow My Cleaning Company, and we took over. Today, Mike asked us to share a little bit because we both work on the front end with the people coming into the company, and we see why people get stuck starting and growing their cleaning company, and it happens over and over again. And it all starts with the thoughts that they're bringing to the table when they start the company. And they think that it'll be easy to start a cleaning company because they're great cleaners. They've been out there cleaning for a long time, maybe for somebody else, or maybe they've been just cleaning a few houses or something on the side, and they decide it's time to take it up and make a company out of it. And that whole thinking sets them in a stage that well, Suzanne, tell us a little bit more about that, because you see it all the time after I talk to people.
I do. As my role as a mindset coach for Grow My Cleaning Company, I find it's really important that we look at a big picture. So for instance, when we're starting our business or when we're in our business, I'm going to draw the analogy of Ray Kroc and the McDonald's enterprise. So you look at the McDonald's brothers who were extremely happy just flipping their burgers in their stand. And they were working in the business and they weren't thinking of on the business. Now in comes Ray Kroc and he thinks, wow, these are great burgers, shakes, this whole thing could be a multi-million dollar company with many, many, many franchises all over the world. At least that's what it became. That was his picture. And he started to work on the business. And McDonald's wouldn't be what it is today, employing the people it employs today, serving the clients it does today without a vision.
Okay. So people have to come in with a bigger vision than just being the cleaner, and because they're great cleaners. Is that what you mean?
Well, eventually, I guess you have to think of why you are starting the business or why you're in the business. Is your goal to 10 years down the road still be the main cleaner? And if that's something that you enjoy and something you want to do and you have the time for it, go for it. But if you're seriously looking down the road and you say, I want to create a business where I can have a life on the side, I'm employing people, I'm making people happy because their houses are clean or their offices are clean, their commercial places are clean, then we need to look a little bigger. And sometimes that means you have to stretch your mindset just a little bit to say, what if?
Okay. So what I take away from that is they've got to have a picture of what they really want from this business long-term when they come in and start the business.
That would be the best way to start.
Okay. So start with a long-term picture. Here's the second thing that I see when I'm chatting with people. Sometimes they're like, but Sean, you don't understand that my clients love me and it's only me. And they want me to clean, and they think that nobody else can clean as good as they can clean. Nobody else is going to make their customers as happy as them, and their customers aren't going to love anybody else. They have all that going on. Tell me about that. I'm looking at your smile on your face. I'm thinking you've heard the same thing.
I've dealt with this many times before, Sean. For everyone in Cleaning Nation, let's walk through an easy process. Well, you know, whenever I say it's an easy process, it's everything is easy to do or not to do. I'm going to suggest we have a look at this. what happens a lot when you start your baby, when you start your cleaning company, is you are the one serving the customers. You have this vision of what you want to provide. You're doing the cleaning. You're usually passionate about the cleaning. And you love to see everything look sparkling. And you love to see your clients' happy faces and to hear them say that they loved your job. What we need to do is what we started to talk about at the beginning of this podcast is look at the big picture. If you are entirely satisfied and happy and 10 years, 20 years down the road, you see yourself, I'm still serving these clients and this is my purpose. Great, continue in that way. But if you look down the road and you think, maybe this is going to be stressful on my body or I'm not going to have time for my family, then really we should look at getting some help. Now, I'm going to run you through a really fun process. And okay. if you like, for anyone that's got a pen and a pad, grab it right now. And at the 12 o'clock, we're going to draw a circle. And at the 12 o'clock, I want you to put my thoughts. And at the 3 o'clock, I want you to put my feelings. And at the 6 o'clock, put my actions. And at the 9 o'clock, put my results. And if you want, you can draw an arrow because your results are going to go right back into what your thoughts are. It's going to prove you right. All right. So let's take a scenario where you say, I need to be the only one that cleans because I'm the only one that can do it right. Nobody can do it as well as I do it.
Okay.
Okay. Believe me, if you had that thought, you're not alone. All right. So the thought is no one else can do it. Sean, what do you think the feeling would be for someone who says no one else can do what like I do it?
Well, they're probably going to be stressed out because they're trying to do it all themselves all the time. And they're not going to look for anybody else because they're it's only them. They've already answered their question. Nobody else can do it anyway. So it's only them.
Right. So the thought is kind of hopeless, helpless, feeling stressed. The action becomes, I'm not going to look for anyone else because I already know no one else can do it as well as I do. The result will end up being, guess what? It's you and you and you. You are the only one that can come in and do it.
Somewhere back there, that frantic, because I hear this from people all the time, that feeling that I can only do it myself. But then that second stage where you said at the number six, what did you have at number six?
Number six is the actions that you take.
The actions, right. So that actions is where they're frantic. They're frantically trying to meet the needs of all their clients. And they're in that frantic state there. And that energy would not be conducive even for them to be able to grow and expand their business because they're in a frantic state already and they haven't even got to the business end of the business yet. Would mm-hmm. that be correct?
Mm-hmm. And I see it, for me, it's kind of sad if it becomes that frantic energy because now people are no longer being happy at what they're doing. That's not a happy place. They're a good feeling spot to be. And that ends up showing to our clients.
Right, right. And I've had that before too, where people have said to me, and my clients are even noticing my stress level. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many of you listening to this podcast right now can relate to this? My clients are even noticing my stress level. And that's no good.
How about your family?
Yeah. Well, there's another thing, because if it's all about you and only you, you created this. I had one gentleman share with me the other day. He said, I just created a big fat job for myself. That's overwhelming. He literally said that to me. And he had four kids at home and he never saw his kids. He never had a chance to because he was not hiring the people. So he's working like that. And he doesn't see his kids. And he just created a job for himself. So that would take us back to what we started with was, in the beginning, when you start your cleaning company, what is the picture that you said, Suzanne, the picture where you want to go? Do you want to just keep cleaning and have that job, or you want to have a business that will support you rather than you supporting the business forever? Right.
Right. And we're going to have to get more into that. But for right now, let me finish this thought circle.
Sorry. I was pulling a mic. I cut you off.
That's okay. That's what makes life interesting.
Okay.
All right. So if we continue with the thought that it's only me and the actions, so the result is, I mean, 10 years down the road, you're still cleaning. You're still cleaning out the toilets and sweeping the floors. And then it goes back into the thought that you originally thought. And we always want to prove ourselves right, because we find we're very smart that way. So you will say to yourself and the world and your family, you see, I told you it had to be me. It's only me. I'm the only one that could do it. So, pausing for a moment to let that sink in. So, let's go to a different thought. Whenever we find a result or a thought not serving us, let's see how we can change the thought. And I'm going to give you a way out idea here. And I'm going to say, what if somebody could actually clean better than you do?
No way.
Yeah. That there are people out there who are so passionate and just love to serve people and see the joy of a beautiful, clean home and see the people so entranced and thrilled that their home is clean and they didn't have to do it, or their office is clean. There are more people out there that are like you, and chances are they might even clean better than you. And let's say you say, well, Suzanne, that's a really bizarre thought, as if that's possible. I would like you to just try that thought on for a little bit, and let's take it around the clock, around that circle, and see what happens.
Okay.
So, Sean, I'm going to ask you if you would please adopt that thought that I could find somebody that's even better than me at cleaning. How would that make you feel?
Okay, first off, anybody's better than me at cleaning. So I'll just pretend to be somebody else here, because I'm never going to be cleaning. But okay. If I were in that situation and I had that thought that, yeah, there could be people out there that could do it better than me, and maybe my clients would love them too, etc. Okay, in that first stage then, now I have hope, right? I have hope already that, oh, well, maybe there's an option out there. Now I'll start looking. I'll be consciously aware that I can probably find that person. They're probably close to me. I can probably, whatever it is, you know, if I create a funnel for employee funnel or whatever it is to make that happen. Or maybe I meet them at the grocery store. You never know, right?
Exactly. So the feeling is more hopeful. You get a little bit lighter. It's less burdensome on your shoulders because you're thinking maybe. Now the action is, I kind of wonder where those people are. And you're starting to talk to people. You're starting to market.
So we're at the 6 o'clock in the circle. We're at the 6 o'clock to the actions. So our actions
exactly
are starting to have a positive ripple effect because of our thoughts, right? And now our actions are like, oh, okay, let's take some action toward that. I do believe I could find the right people. I do maybe meet them when I go to my soccer tournament on the weekend or whatever, right? So there's hope. And now my actions are reflecting that hope. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Our actions, our feelings will always cause our actions.
Okay.
And then the actions will contribute to our results. So the results now, picture this. What if you found someone? You found a few someones. Okay. And the results are, you're now creating this amazing company full of these people who love to serve, who do this fantastic job, who make all of your clients very happy. That's your result. You're no longer having to clean. You're at the beach with your kids.
Yay,
and congratulations, right? Yeah. And it moves back into the thought, you see, I thought it was possible. It could be possible. It is possible. And then you're like, of course it's possible.
Huh. So we've gone full circle and proved ourselves right either way. Mm-hmm. Whether we were in the gloom of, I have to do it all myself, we're going to go full circle and prove ourselves right. Or whether we choose a new thought and start with a new thought to create the feelings and the actions, etc., and we prove ourselves right there as well. So we can be right either way. Which way
Bingo.
Do you want to be right?
Bingo.
Huh. That's very interesting. Okay. Okay, cool. Thanks for sharing that. There's one other part that I see people missing in this scenario, is that I'm a great cleaner, and so I come into cleaning and it's going to be easy. So that's our premise in this conversation, right? And there's a whole missing part there, because yes, the cleaning will be easy for you, but what about the business end of the business? What about, because this business requires all the same business knowledge as any other business. And we need to hire a lot of people, train them, take them from zero to trainer in 30 days. We need to be able to know how to onboard them, anchor them into the company, make sure we handle the cash flow and the, how do you do the bidding, billing, tracking of the money, and how do we get the right clients and the ones that are the perfect, ideal clients, all of that. There's that whole business end of the business. What about that? I mean, where does that fit in?
Sean, you're sounding just like Mike. If you could say that just a little bit faster, just fire everything out at one time.
I can't do it. I'm Canadian. I don't do fast. I do just easy, you know. Mike does the fast. You can put me on fast forward while you listen to this. Probably worth it. Just fast forward me.
Actually, Sean, that's you bring up a major point in the picture, right? Take you back. When you start your business, I encourage you to create a picture of what you desire to have in your life, in your business, in your community. What does your business look like? Now, if you decide that you're not going to be the only one doing it, chief cook and bottle washer, then write out everything you know you need to do. Write out all the parts. But wait a minute, if I'm going to have a business, I need to know about hiring employees. I need to know about this insurance. I need to know about that. I need to know about these products. Right? Everything that you need to know that you're thinking about, write it all down. Because what happens is if it keeps swimming in our head, we don't know where to focus. We don't know where to go. And we're like, I can't do anything. Oh my gosh, my day went by and I did nothing. And it's because we've got a bazillion thoughts in our head, and it happens to all of us. No one is alone in this. So what I teach is to actually write everything down and then decide what's my priority, what's most important that I do. And try to break it down into small steps if you can, because who wants to have a list that you can never check anything off? So break everything down into the smallest steps possible. Decide what's most important. Go to work on that. Go to work on your business. Because it's a gift to the world.
It's a gift to the world. Okay. So take any parts you maybe need to know, how to onboard the employees, and then you backtrack that, like reverse engineer it as well. Okay, but how do I find those employees? How do I make sure they're a right fit for my company and my culture inside of my company? And then how do I interview them? How do I train them? So break all those parts down and look for your information to learn that. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. And as I hear you talking, I realize people are going to ask, how do I get this information? And that's where you've got to say, okay, well, am I going to talk to existing cleaning companies? Am I going to go to podcasts like this? Am I going to find my answers online? go to wherever you need to go to find out the information you need and take it a step at a time.
So get your help somewhere. It doesn't really matter where you get your help, as long as you get some help, because otherwise you find yourself stuck in that mind clutter that you were talking about, that we all have that. Everybody has mind clutter, okay? And at the end of the day, you know you have it when at the end of the day you say, oh, I'm exhausted and that was a really busy day. And then you look, well, what did I get done? And your to-do list is like, maybe you don't even have a to-do list. You just can't, well, I don't know what I got done. It just, the day seemed to go right by and I was so busy all day and it went by. And that's where, that goes back to the beginning of this conversation, is where we get stuck. We're stuck in that circle now because we're working so hard in our business. We don't back ourselves out of the business to take a look at what can I be doing to orchestrate this whole thing and how can I organize it and do that part. That's where Mike says, you're in there doing the $20 an hour cleaning job when you should be doing the $200 an hour CEO job of your business and getting it set up right. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Exactly. We're all about backing you out so that you can work on the business, not in the business. And that way we ultimately serve ourselves better and everyone else.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And we're less stressed. Who wants to be less stressed?
Yeah. Let's all be less stressed because nobody needs that.
And it, as Canadians, we do less stress very well.
Yeah, Mike thinks sometimes I'm on a call that I'm actually, he's checking my pulse to see if I'm actually there or not. Oh, I hope he doesn't watch this. Do you think he'll watch this, Dan?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, any last words?
Remember to keep in mind where you want to go and check your thoughts to see if they serve you. And if they're not serving you, change them to something that will serve you so that you can do something for your business every day. And we got it.
We got it. Thank you for joining us, Suzanne. And Grow My Cleaning Company, Cleaning Nation. Let's go out there and make it a great day. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.